Hello, welcome to our second session on the book of Philemon. I'm going to take you through the second session, which begins with verse 4 to 7. But before we do that, I want us to pray. Oh Lord, open up our minds to understand your word, our hearts to receive it, and for us to apply it appropriately in our life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The second session is another very important session that you need not to miss. Last time I talked about one of the most important things concerning this book, and that was about a servant or a slave, a runaway slave. Paul persuaded Philemon to receive back Onesimus, who was a runaway slave. That's why I said before that this book is a very difficult one, because it is trying to answer the question, is slavery acceptable by Christians? And I said from the beginning that we are going to answer it as we move along. Let me begin with verse 4 to verse 7 of this same book. Verse 4. I thank my God always when I remember you in my prayers, because I hear of your love and of the faith that you have toward the Lord Jesus and for all the saints. And I pray that the sharing of your faith may become effective for the full knowledge of every good thing that is in us for the sake of Christ. For I have derived much joy and comfort from your love, my brothers, because the hearts of the saints have been refreshed through you. This, from the outline, captures the thankfulness of Paul to his fellow believers for that purpose, the recipients of the message. He's very thankful for many things. One, he's very thankful because of what he has heard about them. They were faithful people and have love. And so, because of their love and their faith, he's very thankful for them. He said, I remember you in my prayers. It is one thing to pray for yourself, is another one to remember somebody in prayers. Paul is remembering these beloved people in their prayers or in his prayers. He is very joyous and he's thanking God because of what they have done. Second, he is really talking about how these people have been sharing their faith and become effective for the full knowledge of every good thing that is in believers for the sake of Christ. It is one thing to share or to receive the word, and it's another one to share. You might sit on it and not be effective in your ministry. It is very important to know that we are called to be missionaries in our respective places, in your business place, in the church, in whatever duty that you are in. You are called to be a missionary there. sharing your faith. That way you become more effective. And that is what exactly Paul is thanking God for. These people have come effective. Actually, it drives joy and comfort because of what he has seen in these people. He has seen that his missionary work has never been in vain. In fact, the people he preached to are now preaching to others. And that is the goal of Christianity, that you have to receive it and you have to give it back again to the people. He is one of the people who is always delighted about the good work that others are doing. I'm wondering, as a believer, are you always delighted to see others doing good? Or are you always thinking negative about it? Think about that. It is good all the time to be thankful to God and to be thankful to people who have done great things, not only to you, but more importantly, to others. May God bless you and may He help us to be thankful in all things. Shall we pray? Lord, we thank you for this word. May you help us to apply it in our life. In Jesus' name, Amen.